I heard on the radio and I came down. I can't believe it either.
Can't believe it. A new view of matter, or an ancient one regained. Only a new view of what matters will break the trap pattern.
You're listening to Soul Searching with Michael Rutten.
When I start to care, then I find there is no one there. But I think of you, and I know we are something new. We get high and high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire. Love so sharp and flat that it's hard to know just where you're at. But now I know I want you. I want you to be my woman. Now I know I want you. I want you to be my woman. Got the werewolf split when the moon's full. I howl. Mostly fake. I'm in love with the love we make. We get higher and higher, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire. Love so sharp and flat that it's hard to know just where you're at. Now I know I want you. I want you to be. Now I know I want you. I want you to be my woman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's back. Soul Searching, I'm back. In the Soul Searching studio, just for you. 2 hours of music coming up. And the first tune pretty much sums up the vibe which I had in France recently. Little bit of holiday, little bit of DJing as well. Shouts to all the crews. June in Lyon. La Marquise is the place to play there. Christian Milan, Marseille. Nice city, nice people, nice party as well. And of course, the super friends in Annecy. Franck Foubert and the crew had such a great time there. Thanks to Franck of Heavenly Sweetness as well. You know why. Merci bien. So I'm back in the studio and you've just heard the amazing Michael Franks from the album The Art of Tea. Tune called St. Almo's Fire. Music in the background by Tommy Guerrero. A tune that was included in the mix by Buzu Bayou, Peter Heider, in the last show. Love that. So on this week's show, I had a chat with Charles Peterson about his brand new compilation Worldwide on BBE. Few weeks ago on the phone, just 5 or 6 minutes of talk of chat about everything, music, marathon, good food, wine, and all that. That's coming up in about 10-15 minutes time, and also in the show and long overdue, Tales from the Côte d'Azur, a mix by the one and only Mark E. But first, this. I'm sure you know this. They're going to be playing live in Germany this week, 11th of November in Berlin at the Astra, 12th of November in Munich, and then in Cologne, in Ewerk, on Saturday the 13th. That's where I will go and see them live. It's of course Kruder and Dorfmeister with their amazing 16 fucking years of G-Stone Recordings live tour. And here's a little special just for you. It's Soul Searching, it's Michael Rutten. Welcome along and enjoy the music.
Like the brain. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might hijack a plane.
Don't push me. Call close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Going under. Going under. Going under.
Dorfmeister meeting Grandmaster Flash. A little mashup. Seems to fit together very, very well. Go and see them live. First real life show ever of the couple. You've got Soul Searching, and yeah, while I was away, lots of records came in, like some brand new stuff on the Compost label. I haven't been playing that much of Compost recently, so I need to do that. This is the big one for me right now, from a man who remixed Olive Tree in, I think it was spring or early summer this year. Now he's back with his 12-inch on Compost Disco. And this is like early 70s Motown era meeting Curtis in 2010. Tune called What Happened? This is John Gazoo Compost Disco.
Each night I lie awake thinking, what happened to this world of ours? Girl, I even started drinking to help me through the lonely hours. Each night I lie awake thinking, what happened to this world of ours? Each
big, big tune. John Gassou, What Happened? Compost Disco. Here's another Compost Running. Compost Black Label this time. Henrik Schwarz back in form, like always. Remixing Mars Mobile. Gonna be my day. You've got Soul Searching, you've got Michael Rutten and GPs coming up. Nice little chat on the phone a few weeks ago, just before he went on the Eurotunnel to go back home from France. And later on in the show, Mark E's Tales from the Côte d'Azur. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. Section here at Soul Searching, catching up with the tunes that didn't make it in the show until now in 2010. That's from early 2010. Pretty much old school vibe. Done the right way on We Play House Recordings. FCL, let's go. And before the chat with GP, brand new tuba Apparat, Circles, K7 Records.
Thank you.
So Soul Searching meeting worldwide on the radio, real life. Hi Charles, where are you right now?
Hello Michael, I'm in northern France.
Where did you come from? From a DJ gig or what?
Well actually I did a gig a couple of days ago in the place of my birth. So I'd never played there before. I was DJing in a town called Caen, which is about 200 kilometres southwest of Paris, and so I decided to stay there for a few days, and I'm just coming home now back to London on the Eurotunnel, so I'm about to put my car into a train.
So you're traveling a lot, right? You're going a lot through the Eurotunnel.
The Eurotunnel is one of the great inventions of the last 100 years.
So let's speak about your compilation, which is about to be released through BBE Records. It's about your radio show, right? And it's is it 10 years now on BBC worldwide?
Yeah, I think it might be longer actually. I think it's like 12 or 13 years of the show. So I've been doing that, as you know, and of course the show is also syndicated in other countries, in fact for a lot longer, because some of the countries like Paris, Radio Nova in France, they've been broadcasting a different show for about 20 years now. So, yeah, it's a bit of a celebration of that, and really it focuses on the last few years I've been at Radio 1. And I just decided to pull out some tracks which, you know, were big tunes for me, and it's more of an album for the fans of my radio show than maybe people who go to listen to me in clubs and events and festivals. It's more about people who, you know, just check out the show, and yeah, it's been nice to do an album in that way.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's a bit like the Maida Vale session you put out some years ago. What are your special moments? I mean, this compilation is bringing back lots of good memories, and I think you helped a lot of the artists on there to get listened by to a wider audience. What are your favorites on there? Are there any or all of these two CDs favorites of yours?
Well, I mean, it's difficult to do an album like this because I've played so many different tracks, but I think the idea of this record was just really for people who aren't maybe as deep into the music as people who might get my other compilation albums. It was more about the sort of slightly less nerdy worldwide listener. So in a way, it was really about sort of the tracks that first got played on this show, really, you know, celebrating that. I mean, some of the tracks that I did actually was, or that I was the first person to play on the radio, actually I didn't put on here. And I mean, I was going to put on some of them, like Gnarls Barkley,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. Billy Allen, and even Serge Germain, and a few things like that. Mark Ronson Just, these are all tracks that, you know, I was probably the first person to play. But those records have almost taken on a life of their own now, and so when I listened back to the record with those tracks included, it didn't really feel right to me. So I still wanted the album to feel relatively fresh, even mm-hmm. though a lot of the tracks are quite well-known artists like Jill Scott or Erykah Badu. But I just wanted to really put on music which I was really happy to play when I played it. I mean, Green Eyes by Erykah Badu is one of my all-time favourite tracks of hers.
Yeah, mine as well.
Yeah, I mean, playing that the first time was so exciting. And then you've got things like La Ritournelle by Sébastien Tellier, which I remember hearing for the first time when I was doing a show live from Big Chill, and Tom Middleton came on the show and he said, "Giles, you have to hear this record. It's got Tony Allen on drums." And so that was a great one. And of course, that's gone on to become one of the most used songs in any type of advertising campaign. So, you know, it's great to hear it. Of course, Cinematic Orchestra is another big favourite of mine, especially when I heard All Things to All Men. And it features, of course, another great rapper, MC British Sound, Roots Maneuver. So, yeah, you know, I think it feels good. I'm just pleased that I was able to celebrate, you know, this era, really.
Right. So La Ritournelle is playing in the background, one of my all-time favorites of the last few years. Do you know there's a different version of this one? Do you know that on the Cinematic Orchestra compilation, Late Night Tales?
Oh, I didn't know that, no.
It's a longer intro in there. You need to check that.
Well, possibly we've used the slightly shorter version because we wanted to put some more tracks on the album, possibly.
And what is very special to me is because I missed out to buy the 10-inch in that time. The Amy Winehouse, I think she never sounded better like on Take a Box.
Yeah, well, that's another track which means a lot to me because, you know, she wasn't even signed when I was playing that record on the radio. So, you know, to see that she's become a kind of international Grammy-winning singer was always a joy for me, and it's always great to be able to see groups that, you know, I was playing when they were not even signed, some of them, you know, like mm-hmm. Tam Project or Amy Winehouse, or, you know, quite a lot of the artists on the album, and it's great to see how a lot of them have become international artists, you know, and so that's another thing which I'm celebrating on this record.
I mean,
to be honest with you, it was really easy to get all the licenses. Everybody was really happy to have a track on here. Some artists never get music on compilation albums.
Yeah. I think the same is with the Little Dragon, and I think you were the first to play One Thing by Amory as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so these tracks are all great to have because they're just memories of a time.
Right. So what's up next? I mean, what's your plans for worldwide? Where will you take it, the radio show? Any new plans?
Not really. I mean, the show is going really well, actually. I mean, it's been a very good year for the show. We've had some really exciting special shows as well, one-offs, you know, whether it's Tom York or Badu or Gnarls Barkley, or last week I did a show with DJ Shadows. So the show is really popular. It's doing very well, you know, online and everything. And so, you know, it's just an honour to be on Radio 1, and we've got lots of sessions coming up as well. At Maydevale, which is always a brilliant place to go to do something a little bit different. So I'm just pleased that I'm able to continue the radio the way it's been going. And otherwise, I've been doing a few remixes recently, which have slowly started coming out. There's a Keziah Jones, there's mm-hmm. a Rafael Guarazzi, mm-hmm. I've just done another album which is coming out in Japan next month, called One Time, which is more of a sort of contemporary 2010 type of record. Mm-hmm. And I've been signing a lot of bands on the record label. You know, I came back from Cuba and we produced an album by a girl called Danae, and that album's coming out in a month or so. And then I've got the Awini Sagoma album, which I just heard, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was recorded in Kenya. Damon Albarn's on that album on one track playing Crazy Six Synths. That's
wow.
A really exciting track and album to look forward to. And I've got this new album by Ghost Poet coming out, and got the Worldwide Awards, which I'm getting ready, which is going to be happening at the beginning of January. And, you know, loads of touring. I've got to go back to Japan and a few shows around Europe. And then in the first 4 months of next year, I'm taking a break from actually performing in clubs and events. And as you know, I'm focusing on my running skills and trying to get around a marathon course in under 5 hours. So we'll see how it goes.
Are you running at the moment?
Yeah, I've been running a bit, yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't started my actual...
Drift in your eyes, it's inside of you.
Hi, sorry. I haven't started my proper training yet. At the moment, I need to lose a few kilograms. Then I can really start building up. I need to start putting a bit of, losing a bit of weight around my belly. And, you know, strengthening my body before I can get into the really hardcore running bit.
What's that? Too much good French food, or what?
Too much good French food, too much excellent wine, too much good living for the last 30 years. I need to I can't go and do a marathon tomorrow. I need a few months and some focus. I really hope I can get through it.
Let's talk about the one of the few gigs that you probably will be doing in Hamburg, I think in December. Do you know anything about that yet?
No, nothing, except that it's going to be around the Havana Conspira theme, so I'm still finding out about that. But I've been doing quite a lot of events with different Cuban artists with me, whether it's been with All Eye Band, Havana Conspira, Roberta Fonseca, we did some shows in Canada with them, or last week I was in Kiev with Kuma.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly who's going to be on this event, but I'm sure it will be really great. They've been brilliant, all of them.
Looking very much forward to this. Maybe I come over then to Hamburg, and we'll see each other at the Worldwide Awards. When is that exactly?
That's January the 22nd. So it's going to be happening, I think, at the Shepherd's Bush Empire. And we haven't got the lineup yet, but we're getting it together right now.
All right. So, Giles, thanks very much, and have a safe...
Thanks for all your support. Have a good holiday yourself, Michael.
What?
Have a good holiday, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm going to France. You're leaving France. I'm going down south now. And I'm going to be playing at a place where you've been playing, Super Friends in Annecy. What's that all about there?
That's a good little club scene. You'll have fun there. Have some fun. You'll enjoy it.
Okay. Cool. Thanks a lot. Have a good trip through the Euro Tunnel and speak soon again. Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao. GP on the phone a few weeks ago before my holiday, and yes, we were talking about his compilations. GP Worldwide on BBE Records is the fine compilation. You know, there's compilations, and he is one of the dons of the compilations. Go and get this album, and I've got 5 copies to give away. Just answer one question. Where is he born and when? Giles Peterson, born, place and time. And just send me an email. That's radio@soulpatrol.te. Thanks, Giles. And on we go with the show, Soul Searching. We've got Mark E. coming up with a brilliant mix, Tales of the Côte d'Azur. Gonna give you the Erykah Badu in one of the next shows. Also a favorite of mine, Green Eyes. But time is running. A little bit music out of California. Groove Merchant Store, 20 years anniversary CD.
outside of my shell.
Roof Merchant turns 20, record store in LA. 20th anniversary CD compilation on Love and Hate. And 5 minutes to go. Then I give you the Mark E mix. But before that, I need to give you this one. You've got Soul Searching, Mike Rutten. Over 60 to go. The Beast and their version of Yumi Says, Mos Def.
Tomorrow may never come.
Yeah, yeah.
For you and me, this life is not promised.
Oh, no, never had one.
Tomorrow is right now.
Right now, right now, right now.
Let us pay homage.
Yeah, sure.
I want my people to be free.
Yeah, of course, it's a classic. The original by Mos Def, Yumises. But this is a rather good cover version, The Beasts. Out on UK Player, OK Player. And the best thing about it, it's for free. Free download, search for The Beasts in the web. Now it's time for Mark E. and his mix, Tales from the Côte d'Azur. He likes the Côte d'Azur and he likes down south France as well as I do. He did. He put together a mix as I asked him, and he was on holiday down there, and that's what he prepared for us. The next 50 minutes, Mark E's Tales from the Côte d'Azur here at Soul Searching. Enjoy.
Thank you.
This is soul searching. This is soul searching. This is soul searching. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mark East, Tales from the Coda Sewer in the mix. Very nice atmosphere in there. Mark Kaufman, Days Gone By. Brian August, Oblivion Express, Voices of Other Times, Deodato. Also sprach Zarathustra. Theo Parrish, How I Feel. Rudolfo, Touch Me. A little bit of Delight, What is Love? Instant House, Over. Then the first Mark E tune in the mix, The Day. Followed by Bohannon, South African Man, the original. And it finished off with the Black Country Saga, Mark E. Merci bien, Mark. The former king of edits. Now absolutely into house music, no edits anymore. Check his own label, Merc Music. So it's nearly done. Two things I've got to add. The Groove Merchant store, of course, is in San Francisco, not in LA. Brilliant compilation, Groove Merchant is turning 20. Good to see record stores still around, sorting it out. The good music for you. The other thing is, if it was too fast, I've got 5 free giveaway copies of the Charles Peterson Worldwide compilation on BBE for you. Just send me an email to radio@soulpatrol.de. And there's one question you need to answer. Birth and place, or place and date of birth of Charles Peterson. You know he's French, don't you? First come, first served. It's been Soul Searching this week. Back next week with another guest mix. Not sure yet if it's Radio Citizen or Johannes Albert. Both out of Berlin, but different vibes. Let's see. Last tune goes out to one of the ladies of the Ladybugs, who I met in Marseille when playing there. This one's for you, Sophie. The Players Association and Hustlin. It's been Michael Rooting, it's been Soul Searching. As I say, goodbye until next week.
Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Soul Searching on the Compost Radio Show with Michael Rutten.